It's the Beatles.
If there's anything that you want, if there's anything we can do, just call on us and we'll send it along with love from us to you, to you, to you, to you. Close your eyes.
I think that lovin's readily accepted by people all over the world, with the predominating Paul McCartney. Paul?
Yes?
Now listen.
Yes?
Re your singing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any particular idol that you've ever copied your singing style
book, then?
From?
Then what about my book?
John, go away.
Used to be sort of influenced by Elvis in the old days, I think.
Really?
Yeah, just love him.
You're
pretty good. Chuck Berry,
yeah.
Carl Perkins. Mm. And Marvin Gaye and things. Can't really sing like him, you know. Him, though. Love him.
What about it? Paul, what about singing Till There Was You?
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn. Never heard it at all till there was you.
another oldie. The voice of Paul McCartney just then as the Beatles presented Till There Was You. George, is it true that you're a connoisseur of the classics?
No, it's just a rumour.
It's just a rumour. Mm. Do you enjoy singing Beethoven?
No. Been singing it for 28 years now.
For how long?
28 years.
That's incredible. Could you manage one more performance?
Possibly.
Oh, go on, say yes.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't think you need the telling that just then, George Harrison claimed the spotlight as the Beatles invited Beethoven to roll over. Ringo?
Yep.
Do you ever feel lonely up the back there playing the drums?
Yep.
Do you ever feel that you'd like to sing?
Yep.
Do you ever say anything else but yep?
Nope.
Would you like to be someone's loving man?
Yep.
Now?
Yep.
I thought you'd say that.
Yep.
Wanna be your man? Wanna be your man?
know. I think Ringo meant every word of that just then, as the Beatles profoundly stated, I want to be your man.
John?
Yes, Alan?
Alongside all your singing commitments, I'm told that you're budding into a real blooming Somerset morn. Is that right?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not blooming.
What about this book you've written?
Oh, I've been trying to sell a few around the studio now.
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, can't we? Yes, we can.
Come buy me love.
And can't buy me love. Unfortunately, we can't purchase any more time because there just isn't any. So from us...
Alan Freeman introduced The Beatles in a program recorded by the BBC.
It's the Top of the Pops from the BBC in London. Well, hello and welcome to this get-together in our London studio with the Tops in Britain today with... The McGill Five, Mark Winter, Brian Poole, The Tremolos, Dusty Springfield, and The Beatles. Yes, hello there. This is Brian Matthew, your host in this London studio, and I promise not to do any more singing at all, because gathered all around me are some of the brightest and best stars on the British teen scene today.
We brought you the flowers.
Do you mind, John Lennon?
And the grapes.
I need no such inducement, lads. These Beatles are everywhere. Now, you just wait your turn. And now hold everything, because here are those four lively, likeable lads from Liverpool who've made the greatest impact on the pop music scene throughout the world in living memory. Yes, it's none other than John, Paul, George and Ringo, the Beatles.
I'm gonna tell that Mary, Donald and John, that he had the messy body, got a lot of fun. Somebody.
Well, by now you've met all of the artists who are appearing in our Top of the Pop show here in London. So stick around and we'll line them all up again in the studio and listen to some more music from everybody. The next few minutes are in the lap of the gods and the hands of the Beatles, which means anything can happen. We're going to hear sort of versions of songs from their film.
It's a film, yeah.
Gather round, famous film stars.
Gather round.
Then.
Right, Brian.
Right, now look, in my young days, when I was a lad, they used to have actors in films, and now they...
Hey, listen.
It's all changed now,
it's all
Brian.
Changed,
well, this is what
they're
I wondered.
They're not doing that. No actors.
In those days, the actors used to say their best bits were left on the cutting room floor. Did you find that?
No. Those are the good bits in the film. You said they're saying the best.
Yes.
Rubbish.
Was it really?
Even worse, yes.
Who was worse?
Oh, Paul.
I see.
I think John was about the worst.
No, it was you.
Oh, Ringo was very good. He's a good lad, yes.
They're saying he's a new Charlie Chaplin. Do you think that's right?
New Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, he's an old one. Okay, Ring.
You're beginning to look like it. Now then.
Can you hear him?
Not really. I hope
Hello?
Not.
We brought the flowers, Ring.
Not allowed to talk.
We brought you the flowers.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And the grapes.
Oh, I like grapes.
He likes grapes.
He likes
you know.
Brian's nose.
My
is peeling.
Nose is peeling, yes.
Listeners.
Yes, been in the sun.
Well,
there we are then. Anything
guess
can
who's,
happen,
guess
you know.
Who's top of the pops in Portugal then?
Who?
Os Beatles.
Os Beatles.
Ridiculous.
Os
Beatles. Well, I don't suppose you know the title of your film in Portuguese.
No, Kringst die Night.
Could be. Let's hear the number, shall we?
Right.
It's been a hard day's night. And I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do to make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why I ventured on home, 'cause when I get you alone, you know I feel alright. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
Fade, you see.
We did that. Oh, no, we've done that bit.
The train comes in now.
We did that to prove that we weren't playing the record then, you see.
Yeah, we did
because
that.
Otherwise there's no point in your being like here, it, is there? Yeah, a critical lot of fellas there, aren't you? Here, Ringo, have a banana, catch, and share it with the others while we listen to something else that's not a record either. And to round off the show, one more from the famous four who are showing themselves wherever they appear. Yes, of course, the Beatles. And their last one for us today is called The Things We Said Today.
Say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today.
such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. We are just a lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love, though we may be blind. Love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just a lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love, though we may be blind. Love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine. Be the only one. Love me all the time. We'll go on and on.
John Lennon and Paul McCartney's composition, The Things We Said Today. This is Brian Matthews signing off from Top of the Pops, and we sincerely hope you enjoyed this swinging get-together with top British groups and artists in our London studio, where you met the McGill Five, Mark Winter, Brian Poole, the Tremolos, Dusty Springfield, and the Beatles. It's the Top of the Pops from the BBC in London. Well, hello, and welcome to this get-together in our London studio with the tops in Britain today, with the Swinging Blue Jeans, Kenny Lynch, Spencer Davis and his group, the Rockin' Berries, and the Beatles. Yes, the Fabulous Four, the world's favourite pop music attraction, is with us today, and, just a minute, a long nose has just come between me and the microphone. Who are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Ringo. The one who never speaks.
The one what who never speaks?
The one of them.
One of which?
Those people.
Come on, haven't they got a name?
You know me.
I don't.
You know where I'm from.
Wandering in here, telling me what I should be doing.
No, folks, it's your friends, the Beatles. The only way I can get out of that.
Well, far be it from me to tell you to get out of anything. We'll hear from you and the other three later. And now for our top attraction in Top of the Pops. It's always a pretty exciting scene here in London, but never more so than when a certain four stars are in town, as they are right now. So hold tight, here we go with John, Paul, George and Ringo, the Beatles!
I'm a loser, I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Falling like rain from the sky.
it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall.
I Am a Loser, a John and Paul composition featured on their new album, Beatles for Sale. On this Top of the Pops session, it's Beatle time again. But before we hear another song, fellas, there are a few things I'd like to ask you. First of all, do you ever get tired of being Beatles?
Sometimes I get a bit lonely now.
Rhythm, blues, then.
No.
I don't think so, really.
You don't ever think
no. Just occasionally you get cheesed off with certain things, you know, but it doesn't bother you that much, you know.
No.
Just like people writing rubbish about you, which you get often,
yes.
To roll a few points into one.
Do you agree with that, John?
I agree with that. I've had a divorce and half a dozen kids.
Now, what do you... Well, I mean, isn't this a big sort of drag? I mean, don't you have to go around explaining to your wife that you're not divorced and all that?
No, she knows I'm not divorced because I keep seeing her every day, see?
Yeah.
So she's got that, all right.
Funny habits you people. Well, yeah, there's a point. But what about the simpler things of life, like...
Like riding on a bus.
Yeah, or going to just about any restaurant you can.
Well, yeah, you miss those sort of things, you know.
I don't miss riding on the bus, Paul.
Don't you?
No,
I do. I like a bus.
I like a bus.
But restaurants.
Red buses, green buses.
You've got to eat.
Oh, yeah, well, if you go to... We just go to certain ones, you see. We go to certain ones.
And we go to ones where the people there are so snobby, they're the type who pretend they don't know us, so we have a good time. Because they're
Joe's
pretending
calf.
They don't know us.
Yeah, that figures.
See?
Joe's calf. Yeah. Social comment, that, you know.
It is.
Now then, what can we talk about next?
How about records? That's what we're here for, isn't it?
That's what you're here for.
That's
records. Oh, I talk about records. Tell me about your new one, apart from the fact that it's marvellous.
Oh, well, you shouldn't.
It's the best one you made, and I think the B-side is better than the A-side.
Oh, well...
I don't!
Thank you, Brian. Anyway.
Well, as long as they buy the record, they get both sides anyway, so...
That's for sure. It doesn't really matter. Did you both write them both?
Yes.
Yes.
You did.
Written
community
both.
Effort.
So in fact, the B-side was written the morning of the session.
Actually in the studio.
You're
yes,
well,
really?
The whole thing.
No, most of it. We had about one verse, you see, and we had to finish it off rather quickly, and that's why there's such rubbishy lyrics.
Just a bit of soul in the studio there, you see.
Right, let's have a bit of soul in this one then, as you sing She's a Woman.
Love forever and forever. My love, don't give me friends.
She's a Woman, Paul McCartney's solo from the Beatles' new hit. And to wind up the show, the Beatles' latest international hit, I Feel Fine.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so.
Thank you, Beatles. That was marvellous as always. Great to have you with us, and we'll look forward to your return visit in a few weeks' time. And that's it. This is Brian Matthews signing off from Top of the Pops, and we sincerely hope you enjoyed this swinging get-together with top British groups and artists in our London studio, where you met the Swinging Blue Jeans, Kenny Lynch, Spencer Davis and his group, the Rockin' Berries, and of course, the Beatles. And most of the boys' songs today are taken from their latest LP, which is called what, Paul?
Called Beatles for Sale.
All the time. Yes.
And it's got eight of our songs, and the rest are eight from 14. What's that? Nine. Please.
Six.
I'm not very good at counting.
Six.
Eight and six.
How many did you use?
Well, I didn't get that one. Counting. Didn't get counting.
Who are the other numbers?
Kansas City.
Two Carl Perkins, one Little Richard, one Chuck Berry, and one Dr. Feelgood. And that's the rest.
What's the Chuck Berry number?
Rock and roll music, which goes on for about an hour.
Oh, right, so eight of your own compositions. I've heard it said that a lot of these would make good singles. Do you think there's any likelihood at all of them being released?
Well, actually,
that way?
One of them nearly was, you know.
But the wrong one.
But it wasn't as good as the single, we don't think, you know. But it was nearly at
you
one
can't
point.
Really sing stuff an LP after the LP's been out. Well,
a lot of people do.
Well, in America they do. In America they do that, you know.
Well,
and it's a bit of a drag,
though,
yes. Yeah, it's a bit of a drag, that.
See, I've gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love, I must go. Find that I have
From time to time, George is allowed to do a number when the Beatles have been. Right, George?
That's right, yeah, sometimes, like.
You sound in a
I've got a cold and a cough and a sore throat and a cough and a cold. But, yeah, apart from that... I'm
otherwise, you'd like to do a song for us.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll probably be having a bit of trouble, but... Yeah, well, don't worry.
We'll all realise that you're doing your best.
Yeah.
What should
it be? The one off the new LP, what it's called, Everybody's Trying to Be My Baby, and I didn't write it, even though it is conceited.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called him. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. When I last night, 4:30, knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
She's so glad she's telling all.
It's the Top of the Pops from the BBC in London. Well, hello and welcome to this get-together in our London studio with the Tops in Britain today with Tom Jones, Swinging Blue Jeans, Sandra Brown, Spencer Davis Group, Tony Osborne and his orchestra, and the Beatles. And that's a fair old bill to have for my first week back on the show. It's nice to be back feeling fairly fit after going in for a service. And I'd like to thank Don Moss for filling in so admirably during my absence. Well, here we are then, surrounded by Beatles. John's wearing a creation in green, listeners.
You want to see his shoes, listeners?
John, black zip-up boots, do you mean?
No, listeners. Your green tie.
What colour's your hair this week? Dear, watch it. And now, Top of the Pops people, it's Beatle time. So, here, you four, come over here a minute. I should think that last year you visited more countries than ever, isn't that right?
Yes. Oh, yes, ooh, been many. Away.
Which has been your favourite one that you visited?
America, I think.
Yes, I'll agree with that.
Ringo agrees with that.
Mm. Why, in particular?
Because you make a lot... No! No, because it's good, you know. It's like Britain, only with buttons.
I see, but yes.
That's a sort of abstract...
It's a sort of, yeah. Well, there's more people, you know, in America, so you get big audiences and it's all wild and happy.
Mind you, there was quite a lot of people in Australia.
There were one or two, weren't there?
True, yes. Yeah, there were, yeah.
Hopping around. Kangaroos in disguise.
Yeah. That's Ringo, folks, but don't take any notice. It's marriage turned his brain. Congratulations, mate. Well, that's two down and two to go. I wonder who'll be the next of four. What about you, George?
What?
That's a leading question.
It is. I don't know yet. I'm having a good time as I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to stay simple.
Paul, I believe this time on your album, all the songs are not your own compositions for a change, are they?
Yeah, that's right. Things like Rock and Roll Music and Kansas City and one or two others aren't ours. We like the old numbers.
All right, well, you pick one now that isn't your own to sing for us, will you?
All right, then. Kansas City.
Come on.
Thank you, Beatles. More from you later, please. Now, on the Beatles' most recent LP, one track features a vocal by Ringo, right?
Well, that's true, Brian.
Well, go on. We'd like to hear it now, I think. So, here he is, Beatle people, Ringo singing Honey Don't.
Real, but honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will and you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on, George, one time for me.
To wind it all up, a real belter from the Beatles called Rock and Roll Music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll. Any old way you choose, it's got a backbeat you can lose. Any old time you use, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me, I got no kick against modern jazz.
Thanks once again to the Beatles.
And that's it. This is Brian Matthews signing off from Top of the Pops. And we sincerely hope you enjoyed this swinging get-together with top British groups and artists in our London studio, where you met Tom Jones, Swinging Blue Jeans, Sandra Brown, Spencer Davis Group, Tony Osborne and his orchestra, and the Beatles. It's the Top of the Pops from the BBC in London. Well, hello and welcome to this get-together in our London studio with a Top 10 Britain today with the Yardbirds, Billy J. Kramer, the Dakotas, Marianne Faithfull, the Checkmates, and the Beatles, M-B-E. And this is your Top of the Pops host, Brian Matthews, saying on behalf of all your fans and listeners throughout the world, Beatles, M-B-E, congratulations.
Oh, you shouldn't.
Oh, yes, I should.
Thank you, Brian.
Coming to you from our London studio, this is the live pop show, Top of the Pops. And at this point, we're going to hear the first number today, Dizzy Miss Lizzy, from the world's top group, the Beatles. Dizzy Miss Lizzy, and stand by for more music and an exclusive interview with the Beatles later in the show. At this point, Top of the Pops brings you, in person, the Beatles. But before they sing us a song, let's see what's new with them. Now, John, you've written another book, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It comes out June 24th.
Can you tell us the title?
Spaniard in the Works, A Spaniard in the Works.
Is the same sort of collection of the writings?
Yeah, you get more for your money this time. There's more pages.
And same kind of rubbish.
Yeah, same kind of rubbish, that's right, Paul.
Sure, pardon? Very popular.
I like the first one.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was great.
Hate this one.
Heard lots of rumours and reports that you two are thinking of writing a musical. Is there anything in this?
Thinking of it.
Paul's thinking of it, I'm doing it.
John's actually doing it. I just do all the brain work behind this operation.
Ringo and I are painting Buckingham Palace.
I was coming to you next year. That's a very fine
that's a
job.
Point of interest.
And marvellous. What colour?
Green.
Green with black shutters.
I see. Do you know when you're going back to America, by the way?
Oh, yes. August.
August sometime.
For 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Thank you, George and Ringo. And this will be a tour?
Yes.
Well, it won't be a one night.
I wondered if it was just for television.
I certainly hope not.
Might ask you one thing on the music side. When you started hitting it big, you were very much...
smaller than we are now.
suggesting a trend which has since happened all over the world. Do you yourselves foresee any new trend at this stage? What are you listening to right now?
We like folk kind of music, like Bob Dylan, Man. No, we do, you know. Country and Western music, because we've always liked that anyway. I think all the kinds of things we like now, we always like, but we like a few particularly.
You mentioned Bob Dylan, he says you write folk. What do you think about that?
We don't, you know.
We don't, you know.
We get influenced like everyone does, but...
only in as much as the music of the people of today.
Yeah, the music of the working class masses.
Thank you, Spotty Muldoon. Well, we'll take it into some of your folk, country and western influenced, Bob Dylan inspired music now, I think. What should it be? Ticket to Ride?
No.
Yeah, that's
pretty
folk.
That's folk.
Hello, this is George, and I've just taken time off from painting Buckingham Palace to come here and sing you. Everybody, trying to be my baby now.
And you're learning a new number.
Yeah, and I'm still hoping to learn a new one.
Well, they took some honey from a tree, dressed it up and they called it. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now. Past four, 50 women knocking on my door. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby now.
Thank you, George. And to wind it all up, the Beatles with their most recent world beater, Ticket to Ride.
Once again, our sincere thanks to the Beatles. And that's it. This is Brian Matthews signing off from Top of the Pops. And we sincerely hope you enjoyed this swinging get-together with top British groups and artists in our London studio, where you met the Yardbirds, Billy J. Kramer, the Dakotas, Marianne Faithfull, the Checkmates, and top of the bill, the Beatles. Now we're going to do something we've never, ever done before on the all-live Top of the Pops. We're going to play part of a record.
Penny Lane, there is a bar showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello.
And right now we're going to say hello to John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Now that number, Penny Lane, failed to make number one in Britain, fellas. Did you feel at all put out by that?
No, the main thing is it's fine if you're kept sort of from being number one by sort of a record like Release Me. Because you're not trying to do the same kind of thing as Release Me's trying to do, you know. Yeah. So that's a completely different scene altogether, that kind of thing.
But you have.
So it doesn't really matter anyway. Yeah.
But you have in the past said, or at least been reported as having said, that in the event of a record not going to number one, you'd seriously think about packing it all in. Do you feel like that?
Well, John packed it in, actually, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're trying to persuade him to stay with the group at the moment. That's I don't want to start any rumours over in the States or anything.
Pity. The thing is, I mean, you've obviously reached a stage where you don't have to write any more songs for any reason at all, other than you like doing it. So,
but it's always been like that. That's the good thing.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, because it has been a hobby, and it still is, you know. Yeah. Mind you, it gets around about the time when you're doing an LP and you've got to start working. It gets like a job. Mm-hmm. But you know, you do it in your time off anyway, so it is a hobby.
Right.
You know, so it'll go on forever, probably.
Good. Can you, without giving away any trade secrets, tell us anything about the numbers that you're engaged on at the moment for this new album that you're working on?
Oh, we've done about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done about 9 or 10. And there's a couple of strange ones, a couple of happy-go-lucky northern songs.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of
whimsical, you know, folk...
medieval guitar.
Folk rock.
Mm-hmm. Have you this time augmented again, used any strange lineups at all?
Yeah, we've used sort of things that aren't us, you know, quite a bit.
We used the Monkees on a few of the tracks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't go along with the TV series that we had planned for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Has George written anything this time?
Oh, yeah, he's done a great one.
Yeah.
Great one.
A great Indian one. We came along one night, had about 400 Indian fellas playing here, and it was a great swinging evening, as they say.
Yeah, so there's a few things going on.
Yeah. Is there going to be another Beatles film?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we finish this LP, we'll be starting on this mythical film that we've been on about for the last
year. We want to do a TV show and a film, you know, so the next...
And is touring now completely out everywhere?
I reckon so, yeah.
Well, the thing is, we're working on an act where we run on in brightly coloured suits and switch on 5 tapes.
That's
and then we do a juggling act at the front of the stage while these tapes play Beatle melodies.
Yeah. Why is it? I don't know why this microphone says you balmy, because when I was talking to John earlier, he was quite serious and said, no more tours.
No, that's the only possibility.
No more tours, no more She Loves Yous, you know.
Mm.
But, I mean, going on with a million tape recorders and a brightly coloured suit, well, that's something else, you know.
There's no more big tours of America or around the world?
No.
I don't think so. Not in the same kind of pattern as we've been doing so far, anyway.
Mm.
But
you
never know.
You never know.
Exactly.
I see. Right. And one final bit, then. There have been reports in the last week or two about you writing this musical we've been hearing about for years. True or false?
False, I think.
False, yeah. I think.
False.
Never mind, you're not going to do it.
I don't think so.
Unless it was a musical with 1,000 tape recorders and brightly coloured costumes.
Yes,
like that.
We're no nearer then, this projected musical.
No, we're not going to write
that. All of those kind of things, though, you know, we might do in the next few years, you know, but this is the idea, to give us a chance to try other things, you know, but we don't know what they're going to be yet.
Yeah.
But you are going to go on.
But
right.
Oh, there's going to be a lot more other things, you know. But we want to make them sort of different, you know. Yeah. You know, Brian.
Well, thanks for giving us the facts.
It's a pleasure. Straight from London. Thank you.
Penny Lane is in my ear and in my heart. Beneath the blue suburban skies, I sit up meanwhile. Penny Lane is in my ear and in my heart.
As unpredictable as ever, the Beatles.
It's Top of the Pops from London. Join us in a get-together in our London studio with the Tops in Britain today with the McGill Five, Mark Winter, Brian Poole, The Tremolos, Dusty Springfield, and The Beatles. Well, hello there. This is Brian Matthew in this London studio, bidding you a very warm welcome to the show. And gathered all around me are some of the brightest and best stars on the British pop scene today. And they close with another of their film songs, The Things We Said Today.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine, girl, till the end of time. These days such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today.
We are just a lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love, though we may be blind. Love is here to stay, enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one. Love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today.
Just a lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love, though we may be blind. Love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, girl. Be the only one, love me all the time, girl. We'll go on and on.
John Lennon and Paul McCartney's composition, The Things We Said Today.